They do. They have a lot of speed. They've got, as you just said, Jamal Charles, Jeremy Maclin, DeAnthony Thomas, Kelsey for a tight end can run, very athletic guy. So, yeah, we've got a big challenge there with their offense and the things that they can do. And I think one of the things about the first game that's always difficult is you have to expect the unexpected. You're going against a great coaching staff. You know, there's going to be some things in the game that we're going to have to react to and be in good position to make the tackle or make the play, and it's going to be a big challenge for us. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I mean, these guys are two of the best pass rushers, best outside backers against the run in the league. You know, they're athletic. They've got length. They're tough. They have a knack for batting balls. They have a knack for rushing the passer. They're great players. So we've got a big challenge. A lot of guys are going to be involved in it. And we're going to, you know, like I said, have a big challenge on Sunday.
Jamal's a very good running back. He's extremely quick, extremely fast. You know, he's one of those players that can break out at any time. So you need to make sure you keep him contained. And you need to make sure your defense does a good job of everyone doing their job and knowing their assignment.
Speaking with Kansas City reporters today, Andy Reid compared you to Reggie White. To have opposing head coach view you as that and be mentioned in the same sentence, what are your thoughts on that and on Reggie White?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible compliment. I'm extremely honored and humbled to be in the same sentence as a guy like Reggie. Especially coming from an NFL head coach. I mean, that's a guy that watches the film every day. He knows what he's talking about. He's been around for a long time. So that means a lot. I just know that all I can do is go out there every single day and work as hard as I possibly can, be the best for my teammates, and really just try and lead this group of guys. But, yeah, I mean, after only 4 years in my career to be even in the same sentence, much less the same breath as a guy like Reggie, it's a massive honor.
I know you're focused on the other team's offense and not their defense, but do you appreciate other good pass rushers around the league, and what do you think of like their pass rushers?
Yeah, no, they have two great ones over there in Justin Houston and Tamba Ali. Those guys both work very well off each other. They've both done some great things throughout their career. I mean, Justin last year, 22 sacks. It's no easy task, and that doesn't just happen. They've been able to do some incredible things, and you watch other pass rushers, and you enjoy watching somebody at their craft excel. I just hope they don't excel that well on Sunday, that's all.
Clowney said he's gone back to 2012 to study Donald Stevenson, who's now in the left tackle, and former number one pick Eric Fisher moves back to the right, so he said he's gone back to his rookie year to study that. Have y'all both been in that room and discussing what y'all see as far as different mannerisms on each side of the line?
We're not in the same room. He's in the linebacker room. I'm in the D-line room. So we're not in the same room. But on the field, we talk about things. In the locker room, we talk about things. But, yeah, I mean, you watch as much film as you can. You gather as much information as you can. And then on Sunday, you just go out there and you play football. You let it fly. You did all your preparation during the week. During the game, you kind of just put it on autopilot. All right.
I used to play against a guy very talented. He would be a second-round pick, but he's a rookie.
Right.
When you have a player that's just playing his first NFL game, are there some things that you can do against him? And I guess obviously when you're a rookie, people would, you know, vets would try things against you as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Vince Wilfork in his first game, so that's a tall task for a rookie. But I mean, that kid throughout the preseason has shown that he's got some chops to him. And but I mean, like I said at the beginning, it all comes down to what we do. We have to go out there and we have to play our game, and we have to go out there and try and do what we do to the best of our abilities, and that's all we can control.